You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Ah, gentlemen, finally recovered from this damn flu that decided to hit me out of nowhere last week. Here I thought I made it through. Nah, the flu had other plans for me. And boy, when it got me and hit me like a ton of damn bricks. Man, but gentlemen, like I said at the beginning of the year, take time, recover, get your health in order, because things are about to be a whole lot more interesting. And speaking of recovery, Big Daddy Trump, aka Teflon Don, is officially the president. Boy, the crash outs are still continuing. I love Facebook. At first, I really hated social media. However, it gives me a great glimpse by being a simple fly on the wall. Now, as you all know, the TikTok ban and people who are melting down over that. Now, people can't even give Trump the credit for actually giving TikTok an extension, a reprieve, if you will. Yeah, I actually saw people saying that this was some kind of publicity stunt for Trump or some kind of psyop. Really? Really? It goes to show you, Trump could literally cure cancer, but people's derangement would not even allow them to give him credit for it. However, for all of those people who have so much Trump derangement syndrome, I ask one simple question. What's keeping you here? Hell, Ellen DeGenerate came back to America after she said she was going to move to the UK and leave for good. Oh, that's right. Some shit happened over there that ended up making her come back over here to America. Yeah, things got a little difficult. Some shit happened to her house over there. And what did she do? She scrambled her ass right back to America, for which personally, I say, anyone who says they want to leave America, they should lose their American citizenship. You are kicked out of the country permanently. Speaking of people getting kicked out of the country, yeah, looks like a lot of these illegals have decided, you know what? It's time for me to get the hell out of Dodge, aka America. Yeah, self-deportation. Wow. Yeah, they know Trump ain't playing. See, unlike, you know, the Democrats, who we all know what their plan truly was when it came to the illegals, and I don't understand how the black community did not see this the entire time. Oh, I forgot. The vast majority of the American black community is not politically aware. But we all know their plan was to literally replace the black vote with the illegal vote. When you tried to tell a lot of black people this, no, that's not what they're doing. So, yeah, sometimes you just got to know when to walk away, when to leave people to their own damn devices. But that plan didn't work. So, yeah, a lot of these illegals yeah, they're getting the hell out of America. They're like, nope, we know if Trump, he's going to end up getting us out of here one way or the other. So we may as well just leave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I find it absolutely hilarious. The people that are still saying, well, you know what? We don't like this and blah, 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 blah. Like, seriously, shut the fuck up. And another thing, you got all these. Got to make sure to take more medicine. But you got all these old black people, plantation-minded black people, still talking about racism. It's all they have to talk about. Now that Trump's back in office, oh yeah, we got four more years of playing victim politics. Get the absolute hell out of here. Nah, those old people have got to go. They do. They have got to go. But yeah, all in all, yeah, it's recovery time. It's time for America to start to recover. Get some damn common damn sense back in politics. Fix America first, period. Stop trying to be the big brother to everybody else. Nah, there's an old saying that says, fix your house before you try to fix somebody else's house. And America definitely needs a lot of damn fixing. Mm-hmm. But, hey, what more can I say? Things are about to get a whole lot more interesting. And to close this out, a quick update on the future move. Yeah, we've done our virtual tours of our places. She's done hers. I've done mine. Our leases are set to expire at the end of February anyway. So, yeah, we've got everything pretty much planned. Our location set is going to be in San Diego County. But that's about all the info we're going to give you on that one. But, yeah, when everything's set, only thing we need to do, execute the move. And, yeah, everything is pretty much set on our end. She talked to her apartment manager. I talked to mine. Everything's good to go. So, yeah. Yeah, pretty much at the end of February, we're out of here. Back down to San Diego County. And, yeah, it's going to be a blast. A lot of my old friends are still there. Yeah. Her job's going to let her transfer. My daughter's job's going to let her transfer. My son's school is good to go. Me, I could just hit DoorDash for a while until I decide to pick up something. But yeah, all in all, good to go. Only thing we need to do, just wait and execute. But yeah, I'm still here, still recovering. So yeah, gentlemen, things are going to get a whole lot more interesting. And boy, I'm telling you, HMT is off to a fever pitch. And yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot more FAFO files too. Because man, I done seen some outstanding ones. Yeah. Oh yeah. But I've rambled on long enough. Just letting you guys know, I'm still in recovery mode. So yeah, going to be putting out more material later. Just stand by. And with that being said, RPM, I am out.